maps. Pinball and maps. Mapping around with Scott and Ryan.
Long time no see, Ryan.
Long time no see, Scott. It's been over 4 years since we've talked.
a long December.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do remember fondly hiding in a basement with headphones on, talking into a microphone, and now here I am in a basement talking into a microphone with headphones on.
I don't remember why we stopped doing the last episodes, but we did 7 of them, and now we're back with podcast episode 8. We had a pandemic. What else happened in these 4 years?
4 years. I mean, my memory of why we stopped is, at least from my side, I'll speak for myself. You know, I got that new job, and I feel like that just kind of took over for me, to where what I've done for the last 4 years is mostly that job. Sounds really sad saying it out loud, but I think that was the death of the podcast for me.
And you quit, so now we could do it again.
Yeah, I quit my job. Trying to see if we can make a run at getting some money from the podcast, you know?
Yeah, so sponsors, like, you know, if you're out there.
Monster energy drink. Just kidding. I didn't quit my job. It's the same job that I had 4 years ago. So
I got a new job.
What? What's your new job?
I don't know. I think 2.5 years ago, maybe I got a new job. I'm still an urban planner, and I just work for a different consulting firm.
May I ask you a question about urban planning as it relates to pinball?
Sure.
Is there any kind of term or like moment in your day-to-day when it's discussed like this will be an entertainment area of an urban zone that could, you know, potentially have pinball machines in it?
I mean, not in my day-to-day. That would be like land use and planning, land use type stuff, and or zoning, and I'm not involved in that. I'm focused on transportation planning. I'm all about buses.
Buses. I love buses. Actually, when I get laid off from my current job, my plan is to TriMet bus drive for a little bit.
Yeah, just like Sauce.
Yeah, just like Sauce. Well, maybe I'll ask Sauce this question someday. Do you think if Sauce showed up right now and I was like, "Hey, Sauce, it's me," what would Sauce say? Do you think that would look bad on a resume to have, you know, a year of driving the bus?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
Yeah,
I really want to do it though.
Maybe it looks good to diversify and just, you know, test out other things that you're interested in. It shows that you're, I mean, at the same time might show that you're kind of uncertain about what you want to do with your life and that you might not stick around the job you're applying for.
Yeah, well, that's wise. That's good analysis. What else has been happening for 4 years?
Well, I think, you know, right after we discontinued, I think it was right around episode 6. Remember, we did 7. This is 8. So right around 6, we released the new app where we, with Beth, rewrote it all with React Native and redesigned it all. And then we just stopped the podcast shortly after that. So we've been working on that a lot. That's been, I tracked that we've had 56 updates released to the app stores since then, which is a lot of updates.
There's a lot of updates. Yeah. Are we going to get Beth on here at some point?
Yeah, definitely. Okay. Got to get Beth on here.
Bethanately.
And so, you know, I think that sustained the popularity of Pinball Map. I think one of the things we wonder about is like, why is it still so popular? Why? I can't believe people are using this. We started in 2008, so now it's been almost, it will be 16 years coming up this year, which is a long time. And I think we expected it to just kind of, you know, someone else to show up and be better than us. And maybe the app has helped sustain us for longer than we expected.
I remember, yeah, almost certainly. I remember in the early days of the map, we were, at least I was, pretty hyper on the lookout for other people chasing the the holy grail of pinball, location pinball mapping. And there would occasionally be people that would pop up and be like, it would make me wonder what the future was. I don't think that's happened. Like, has anyone even popped up?
No, not really. I mean, some people use our data for their own sites, and they could potentially spin something up that's better using starting off with that data. But no, I mean, I was looking on the App Store recently. I don't remember why. I wasn't looking specifically for that, but maybe I just looked up pinball map or something and saw what else was around, and there wasn't anything.
I should be clear. I don't think that we're like some untouchable force of location pinball mapping or anything like that. I'm more surprised than anything else.
Me too.
That some young college student didn't use, I don't know, some programming language I haven't even heard of to take out what is essentially a big Rails app, you know?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, if you're out there, keep at it.
Keep
typing away. I think the secret is to test your code really well so you're comfortable making big changes to it. That's my advice to you, young pinball map successor.
That seems like good advice from a software. What are you, a manager? Software manager?
Something. Yeah, I'm manager. A software manager. I don't even write code anymore. I have like little pet projects, but my day-to-day is asking other people really nicely to write code, and sometimes they do it and sometimes they don't.
And then you check their tests, you run their test suite and be like, yep, it works.
Some of them will ask me to do code reviews for them because they know that I get a kick out of it. Like I'm helping, you know, like I'm participating in the process, but it's mostly meetings. So something happened to me, which I'll be brief about because it leads into what I really want to talk about. I got divorced. Did you know that, Ryan?
Yep. Yeah, I heard that.
Oh, yeah. We did talk about that. But why that's notable for me is in my new divorced life, I find that I have a little bit of extra time. So I've used a reasonable chunk of that time to go out and play pinball. And sometimes I will actually see other people playing pinball, and sometimes the pinball map comes up, and it's kind of a callback to what we were just talking about. Yeah, it is always shocking to me when there's that recognition that they use the pinball map. It's just weird to me.
Yeah, and we saw that a lot related to that. We went to Pinball Expo in October, and they invited us to do a seminar on pinball map, and yeah, there was a lot of people that came up to us and said they appreciated the site. And it's, you know, I feel like sometimes we're just in a cave, and sure, people contact us with questions and comments and things like that, but still at the same time, if you go to something like that or you're out and about in person at tournaments or whatever, you realize that kind of like everyone seems to be using it.
Good for them. Thanks.
Yeah, thanks everyone.
Thank you. I don't know. It feels weird to talk about it even, but it's even weirder to talk about it to a real person. I never really know what to say.
Yeah, that's why you just have a pocket of stickers and then say thank you, and then you hand them a sticker.
Oh, that's good. Yeah. I like that.
That's what I always do.
Yeah. Okay.
I'll send you more stickers if you need some.
I think I have a decent amount. I just don't carry them around with me like I should. I you probably don't want me to bring this up, but for a while I was carrying around your Walter Day trading cards. But I only give those to people that we both know. For those who aren't familiar, Ryan was presented with an award. Is this like a Walter Day, like what is this? An academy, a conglomerate? Yeah. Just Walter Day's award?
Yeah, I guess. His award. Superstar award.
Superstar for excellence in promoting the sport of pinball, I think is what it was.
Yeah, that they gave that to me for some reason, not to all of us.
That's you. That's you. You are.
Yeah, I mean, who am I? How do people know me? That doesn't.
I feel like out of me, you and Beth, you are the more, you are the public facing person here in the best possible way. Like,
probably just because I would respond to emails and write Ryan at the end of it, and I've stopped doing that as much. I don't know why.
What do you write at the end of it?
Well, I just send it from admin@pinballmap.com, and I don't write anything.
Oh, interesting. Interesting. Well, if you get one of those emails, everybody, you know who it really is.
It could be from anyone. Yeah.
You could be, yeah, it could be from anyone. Could be me. Could be Beth.
Uh-huh. What else? We got a Twippy Award this week in pinball with a Y year, the Twippy. It's all capitalized, so you'd think the Y stands for something. Twippy. In what, 2021, we got an award for best pinball app.
Yeah, where was that given out again? Was it Texas?
Texas, yeah.
Texas, okay.
And we were not there, but our Colorado administrator was there, and she accepted the award on our behalf, Deanna, and it was cool. Cool to win that. And then they discontinued the category. We were curious to see if we were going to be winning it next year and the next year. But for 2022, it wasn't around, nor 2023. So we're the one and only best pinball app.
Forever.
Forever.
Who'd we beat? Well, I don't want to. I was going to ask who we beat, but I just watched the Oscars.
All good contenders.
Yeah. All good contenders, right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I just watched the Oscars, and they tend to knock it on stage and recount who they beat. So maybe we shouldn't do that here. Yeah, cool. Twippy Award. Thanks, Deanna, for picking that up. What do you think she did with it?
Well, she kept it, and then Beth expressed that she would really want it. And so Deanna sent it to Beth. So it's on Beth's mantle now.
Well, Beth deserves it.
Yeah. And I've sent Deanna lots of stickers, I hope. Shirts, maybe. I don't know if I remembered to do that. We have more gear coming soon. Maybe once we get that, I don't want to say it until it's in my hands in case it sucks. But next episode, we'll announce what that is.
I don't remember if we talked about this before, but pre-pandemic, we had the, what is that stuff? Hand sanitizer.
Yeah.
Prescient. Yeah, that was prescient, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, is that exactly. The word? Like, yeah, okay. It was like 4 months or something before the pandemic. We made Pinball Map hand sanitizers. And we gave that out to some of our Patreon supporters. I actually still have a few of them.
What a great piece of swag. And I will say, like, now that I'm out there playing pinball more often, I definitely feel like I wash my hands a million times more than I did before the pandemic when I play. And what I've noticed is that the bar hand sanitizer, at this point, it just feels like water. Like, they've watered it down so much. I bring my own.
Really? So I hadn't thought of places cutting the hand sanitizer to make it last.
Oh, yeah. The places I'm going to are definitely cutting the hand sanitizer, and it smells weird. Like, I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah, it's best just to have your own. You bring your own fragrance with you, your own, you know, foam or whatever type of texture you appreciate.
How come people don't play in gloves, like surgical gloves? You ever seen anyone do that?
No. I mean, those don't breathe very well, so your hands would probably get all wrinkly inside of them, right?
I don't know. Is that what it's like in surgery? Are these doctors, like, pulling their gloves off and their hands are gross?
No idea. Maybe there's, like, baby powder or something inside of them to keep your hands dry.
Yeah. Hmm.
I do see people wear fingerless gloves sometimes when they're playing.
I wonder if you could make gloves out of those N9, N90, what are they? Man, I'm forgetting all the words. N98?
The masks?
The masks.
Oh yeah, N95
and N95, I think.
K90, yeah. Yeah.
Make gloves out of those. Anyway, this is going off the rails. I feel like I'm one step away from Elon Musk or something like that. But you got to understand, when I say things like this, it's because I want them, not because I think they're ridiculous, right?
Yeah.
I want my hands to be protected against other people's germs.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I'm using the hand sanitizer dispenser all the time when I'm playing. Like, it's just, there's something about it that feels better to refresh your hands every once in a while.
Did we also pick up some sort of official sponsor? Speaking of sponsors.
Yeah. So we now have a location, or there is a location that we are, Pinball Map is the official sponsor of, and we're the official sponsor of Good Times with a Z, Good Times Billiards in Las Vegas. And neither of us have been there, but we are their sponsor. We're the sponsor of that place. So they're officially sponsored by Pinball Map. They're the only place. Don't ask us. I don't want to do any more.
That's great. You should ask us. We should do more. Yeah. what if I were to go to Good Times Billiards, like, is there like a big picture of a pinball on the wall and it says Pinball Map or something?
No, they have some like dot matrix marquee that says different things on it, and I think sometimes it says Pinball Map on it.
Yeah, you showed me that. That's awesome.
Yeah, and we send them shirts and stickers and stuff, so there'll be a bunch of stickers on there. They have a coin box that's, or a coin dispenser that's loaded with stickers, and there's a couple Pinball Map stickers on that. And when they do launch parties for Stern machines, or they needed a sponsor, and so we agreed to that, and because all launch parties have to have a sponsor, I guess, I don't know. And we send them some shirts, and they give those out as prizes. Although we're pretty much out of shirts now, so got to think of something else for the next launch.
I love it though. Good Times Billiards, Las Vegas, Nevada. Be sure to go.
Yeah, hit it up. Skip the Hall of Fame. Go to Good Times.
Yeah, skip the Hall of Fame. I was actually in Las Vegas last November, and for some reason did not make it to Good Times Billiards. Yeah, I went to the, what do you call it? What's that art thing? Meow Wolf. Mm. The fake supermarket, you know? Yeah. Mm-hmm. And they had pinball in that building. It was very expensive.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's the end of the story.
Good.
So what has Ryan, you mentioned 56 updates since we last talked, and I'm sure tons of micro updates. Is there a way to summarize these site updates?
Not really. I mean, I don't know what we've been doing. Yeah, there's... It, and, you know, some of it is like a lot of behind the scenes stuff, like upgraded to Rails 7 or something like that. Who cares? And I guess the one thing we did add was an operator map. So I think if you go to pinballmap.com/operators, it's a map that is very simple, and you could only search for operators on it, and it'll list all the machines all the locations that operators tagged at. And it's kind of just a quicker way for an operator to pull up their own sites if they want to quickly update them. Let's see. One other one is the when you're looking at a location, seeing like the details showing the machines and stuff, there's a little button to show recent location activity. So you could, it's a little button that expands. I think it shows the last 20 machines that are added and removed and comments made and blah, blah, blah. So that was a way to get kind of parity with the app, where we show that on the app. We wanted to show that on the website too. Let's see. Oh, one more would be, this is like a data entry thing, which we actually had a lot of help with. Shout out to the folks that are in the Pinball People Discord. They helped out with this, tagging all the locations with a location type. And there were like 1,200 locations that weren't tagged with a location type, like, you know, restaurant, bar, arcade, family fun center, etc. And various people helped out, and we tagged them all. So, you know, that's not really that useful of a thing, but it still is nice to have it complete, and it gives you like a vague idea of what the location is about if you can't tell that, like, village laundromat's a laundromat, stuff like that.
Can you search by type? I mean, you can search by type, right?
Yeah, yeah, you could.
So I think it's very useful. Like, what if you're searching by type and something isn't tagged and it's that type? You're getting a false sense of security that you have the exhaustive list of, you know, bowling alleys in Nevada or something.
Yeah, I mean, I would respond to that by saying that there's a lot of overlap between these location types, and you know, we're only tagging them with one. So if we tagged a place as a restaurant, but it also has a bar, and we didn't tag it as a bar/restaurant, like, I don't know. You're picking one, but you're excluding others where it is similar. I don't know.
Hey, Ryan, you ever wonder who the most prolific user of the pinball map is, like the most active one that isn't an admin?
Yeah, I do wonder that.
I wonder that too. We should look it up. Not right now.
But. Oh, well, I made an endpoint that does show that.
Get out of here. Really?
Yeah. Yeah, I did I wanted to have a stats page on the app, which we haven't got to. So I made like 5 or 6 endpoints that just like return stats like that. All right, top users. The number one, A. Lambert, is the number one user in terms of edits to the map, has made 5,546.
What? I'd be real. We got to get A. Lambert to like a little interview here because I'm really curious. Yeah. Like,
that'd be a good idea.
Are these local? Is A. Lambert traveling?
He's in the Sacramento area, and I don't know how much he travels or anything. Most of his edits seem to be around that area, Bay Area, Northern California, etc. And number two, actually, is username Ontario, 4,820 edits, and that person is also in the Bay Area.
Wow. I didn't know the Bay Area was that active. Like, no Portland people on the top 10 here?
Yeah, definitely. We have Portland people.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah.
So that's a lot of updates. What's next?
To talk about?
No. Like, to update on the map. Any big plans?
You know, one of the plans for the last, like, couple years was trying to reduce the amount of issues for the website, you know, GitHub issues that show us like to do stuff. And I just wanted to like get as many out of there as I could. So there's not that many left. And we encourage other people to an open source site and app. So anyone could contribute. I'd say in the last 4 years, less than 5 on both. Let's say that. So not a lot of contributions from others. It's very appreciated when we do get those contributions, though. It's really cool. But, you know, for a site where the code is out there, if there's something you want, create an issue so we could like talk about it and make sure it's actually something we want before you spend the time, and, then help out. We're working on another app update right now with some little bug fixes and a couple little enhancements and stuff like that. So, but it'll come in within the next month, probably come out.
It is fun when there's like something big and meaty to work on, but it's kind of hard to find those that are actually good ideas. I did release something small, if you remember.
Yeah, let's hear about that.
Tidbit. For those who don't know what Tidbit is, it's like this sign. I don't know. I'm going to mess this up. It's like a little wooden box where it'll display like, here's what the weather is. Here's what the time is. Here's your stock quote. But it looks cool. Like, it's a nice little dot thing. LED lights of different colors to make the sign. Anyway, mm-hmm. I wrote a program for it that pulls the five, I don't remember, the either three or five most recent machines that were added within whatever number of miles away from an address that you give it. Mm-hmm. So as I'm walking around my house, every once in a while, I'll look over at my little sign and it tells me the most recent machines that have been added. It's almost always Wedgehead that added something, but it's kind of cool to see it. And that's all open source and added.
Yeah. API, so anyone can add that app to their Tidbit, right?
Yeah. Yeah. I wonder how many people listening have a Tidbit.
The place, the comic shop near me, Revenge Of, which is right down the street, they have a Tidbit. They have machines and they have a Tidbit, and it shows like the weather and stuff like that. So I should tell them to try to get the pinball map updates on there, because you could cycle through different things, right?
Yeah. Yeah. You tell it like, show the weather, then show the pinball map. So you told me about the site. What's been going on with the app itself, which is probably the most popular way to consume the pinball map, right? I think.
Probably. Maybe. It's hard to tell with, but I would say probably. And I don't know. It's just kind of like too much stuff to name, basically, going back 4 years. Check the log.
Check the log, everybody.
Check the log.
Check the log. Stop bothering us.
Yeah.
Should probably make an app for the watch. Apple Watch. You know?
Yeah. I mean, we had that for a little while. Frank Michael in the, 8 years ago or something, he had some Apple Watch version of it, I think.
Yeah. I kind of remember that. What I would love is a, because everyone has these now, right? Like, I feel like not too long ago, not a lot of people had them, but now I think people would get a lot of use out of it. PSP, pinball sensory perception, mm-hmm. where it'll vibrate the closer you get to a machine or something like that. Mm-hmm. Or maybe it just puts an arrow that says, walk this way, 500 feet, and there's a Flash Gordon. That'd be cool, right?
Yeah, it seems
is
like
that cool? Okay.
Yeah, that's definitely cool.
When I get laid off, that's what I'll do. Okay.
Or you should just work on it so much that you do get laid off because you're slacking.
Wow. I think that, not to be pedantic here, but that would be fired. They would fire me. They wouldn't lay me off.
Laying off is more like we ran out of budget or something. Or
yeah.
It's not your fault.
It's not you. It's us.
Okay.
That's the gentleman's goodbye is the layoff. Anyway, okay, cool. Good app news. It's been a long time since we've really talked about the app. So we've had a long time to think about this. You've seen a lot of people using it over the last 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
You got any tips for people who want to use the app more efficiently than they're using it today, Ryan?
Sure. I mean, we are catering to all kinds of users out there. We don't know your skills and abilities, I guess. I will say the one tip that is not so much a using the app tip and is more of a life tip, perhaps, is to check your spam filter. So, sometimes people sign up for the app or the website, whatever, and they don't ever confirm their account because they didn't get the email. These people are almost always using either Yahoo, Outlook, or Hotmail, or MSN. Your email is not a good email program, essentially. They're not doing a good job at filtering legitimate emails. And I'm sure maybe you've noticed this if you're using one of these email services. You should have noticed it. And you should be checking, if you're using those services, your spam all the time, every day, just like you check your inbox, because I'm sure there's lots of legitimate emails going in there, including the pinball map, confirm your account email.
Check your spam, you goof. Do you want to hear a $1 million idea I had that would single-handedly save a dying company and also doubled as a sick burn against a close personal friend of mine?
Yeah, I'll tear it.
It's one of my proudest moments of the last, I don't know, 5 months. So I was talking to my friend who works at Yahoo, which is funny right there. Like, yeah. Yahoo, it's still a thing. And he was a little nervous. He's like, you know, I don't know where the business is going. It kind of feels like we're losing users every year. And it was purchased by one of those, stock conglomerates that's going to try to squeeze as much money out of it as they can before they shut it down kind of deal. So I said, okay, here's what we're going to do for Yahoo Mail. Ready for Yahoo Mail. All right. We're going to harness this wave of generative AI, you know, the LLMs, the open AI stuff. We're going to harness that. We're going to have a plugin for Yahoo Mail that children can pay for their elderly parents to have enabled. And it's going to scan email. And on a regular basis, it's going to send them a simulated email from either the parents or the grandparents. So the sick burn part was that, ha, 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 all the Yahoo email users are really old and you work for a company that is, you know, old people email. But also, like, I don't know, kind of a good idea. Keep the older folks entertained and everybody's happy. Gen AI humor there?
Yeah, that definitely be good. I mean, both my parents use Yahoo. My mother-in-law uses Yahoo. There's a lot of old people on here. And I was just reading today, I saw someone say, I went on my mom's Facebook account and I looked through the feed and every single post is an AI post and she has no clue that it's all generated content.
Yeah, it's like the AI retirement home or something, and I don't know. It's kind of sad, I guess. I want to think about this. I don't want to think about this anymore. Hey, Ryan. As I mentioned earlier, I'm divorced, and as a divorced man, I find myself with a lot of freedom to go to a bar just to play pinball every once in a while. So
freedom, that sounds good.
Yeah.
Like freedom.
Sure. Who doesn't? So I've decided that as I go to these locations, why not just pull out my cell phone while I play pinball and awkwardly describe what it is that I see around me? I'm thinking of it as a scene report.
Perfect.
Would kindly check your voicemail, you'll hear the first ever pinball map scene report.
All right, I'm checking my voicemail now.
Thursday, March 14th, 2024, at 3:04 p.m.
Hey, Ryan. It's Scott from our podcast. Just calling in with a scene report here. This one's kind of a special one for me. I'm at the Standard in beautiful Portland, Oregon. This is one of the few places that I actually go and play pinball. I've had kind of a nice little ritual where I come here before I pick my kids up and play Attack from Mars or Monster Bash or whatever new Stern that they have. It's like an old man pinball, I guess. Reminds me of when we would play pinball in Portland together. But yeah, here I am. This is an interesting time to be playing pinball, actually, at a bar. It's 3:00, and there's not really a lot of people here, but it is a bar. And so when I'm in this situation, I'm always a little nervous that maybe I'm not doing it the right way. Like, here's my concern. Is it okay to go to a bar by yourself and just start playing pinball? Like, I'm not ordering a drink. I'm not doing any of that stuff. I'm just here to play pinball. I got nothing against drinking. I think drinking's great. But there's a time and place. And right now, I really just want to play pinball. Do you think it's okay to just show up and do that? I don't know. I'm always, like, kind of looking over my shoulder when I play, like I'm getting away with some sort of crime. Yeah, let me know what you think about that. Sorry, I'm gonna harp on this for like 1 second more. Like, should I be ID'd right now? I'm just entering this bar and playing pinball? Do I have to be ID'd in order to do that? Not super clear to me. But this is a great place to play pinball. I think, did you used to live over here? Maybe not. I used to come over here and play pinball like a long time ago, but I can't really remember why I would have done that. It's kind of been a weird part of town. One of us lived over here. No, you did live over here. You lived right off Burnside-ish. Yeah, anyway, really takes me back. So I like to come and play Attack from Mars. One of those games that never gets old for me. This might be peak pinball, actually. And it's like a game I can play for a while and still feel like I'm semi-competent at pinball. Because you just kind of shoot the ball and it goes somewhere good. Yeah. So anyway, my spot, the standard. Late afternoon pick. If you're ever in the neighborhood and your kids are about to get out of school and you think, I got like 10 minutes, maybe I should kill some time. Join me over at the standard. It's fine. All right. Talk to you soon. Love you. Bye.
And there you have it. kind of a shaky start. I was very nervous to be recording in a bar for some reason. It just felt like I was... like people were looking at me, but no one's looking at me. Who cares?
Yeah, I mean, it just looks like you're on the phone, right?
Yeah, but I don't know. Even that, like, who's on the phone?
Yeah, true.
Interesting side note to this scene report. After I hung up, I played another game of Attack from Mars and put up 12 billion.
Holy moly.
For me, that's a good score. Like, for me, that's a good score. And I got first place. So right now at the standard, first place, Attack from Mars. That's me. Come and get it.
Yeah.
Come take it down. Come,
it's a bounty.
Come take that score down. It's I'm behind Cow. Yeah. But I think I can get him.
What's his score?
I think it's 19 billion. But I'm coming for you, Cow. I'm coming for your score. I'm not very good at pinball, so it's odds are I'll never get there again. But I did have to leave. Like, I could have played longer, but I had to go get my kids. So I think I can get them. Anyway.
Well, that's a good idea. I like the... I oddly enough, also sometimes stop by the place near me that has pinball on my way to pick up my kid from school. And I don't always time it very well. Sometimes I time it so I could play like one game and then I have to jog and pick her up. But I'm going to try to time it better in the future where I can play more games, like three or four. But I'll do a scene report there too. Let's get this going.
Looking forward to it. When we were doing these 4 years ago, you would sometimes cook up some funny quizzes or anecdotes or anything like that. You got any fun stats for us?
Yeah, and the cynical part of me at first thought that this is about the names of locations, and at first I thought that everyone is trying to get around this trademark issue with Barcade. As most people know, Barcade is a trademark name. You can't call your place Barcade if you're in the U.S. or maybe Canada too, and so there's people opening up arcades that are bars that want to use this name. And so they come up with alternative names. But, the less cynical part of me is just, these people are just probably coming up with creative, cool names. They don't care about Barcade. They just want a name that has Cade in it to indicate that it is an arcade, but something more. So, Scott, can you think of What would you name your place if you know already that you had to include Cade in the name? What would you call it?
Rollercade. And it would be themed after the TV show Roller Games and the movie Rollerball.
And the pinball machine Roller Games?
Yeah, yeah, and the pinball machine Roller Games. And also, like, any kind of disco thing. Roller skating's pretty hot in Portland right now. Mm. I bet I could coast by a couple years just having some roller skate themed.
But bar. it wouldn't be a rink. It would just be a arcade bar, roller skating themed.
It'd be like, what is that place where they take your food out to you on roller skates? I don't know.
A diner.
Yeah, like, you know, like Happy Days.
A drive-in.
But it would be indoors, and the staff would be wearing roller skates.
All right, Rollercade.
Yeah, Rollercade.
Well, on that note, I looked through the database and found all the other, a selection of places that have Cade in the name. And a lot of them, well, which we'll start with, are all kind of variations of beer, essentially. So we got Beercade. Feel free to rate these. Beercade, Craftcade.
Nope. Sorry.
Craftcade. Draftcade.
Draft, no, sorry, I feel bad because I don't want to insult some, you know, small business owner, but I'll just speak from my heart. Okay, so Beercade, pretty good. Craftcade, niche.
Yeah, some of them just don't flow off the tongue. Like Draftcade is a little tough to say.
Draftcade, it just gets confusing, you know. Like Craftcade, I don't think craft beer. I think, what are we needle pointing in here? And then Draftcade is like fantasy sports or something.
Yeah. What about Brewcade?
Brewcade. It sounds like bouquet.
Caskcade.
I mean, in Portland, like Cascadia, pretty common thing, but no.
I think I made it harder by saying it slowly, but yeah, because Caskcade, but you just gotta say Cascade.
I don't think of arcade at all, with like, except for Beercade. That's the only one.
Yeah. What about Cidercade?
What? Cidercade.
Yeah, I feel like the only one we're missing is Winecade.
Yeah. No, we can't do Cidercade.
All right. You're not behind any of these. A few more, though. We break out of the alcohol-themed ones to Pincade.
Okay. I'm fine with Pincade.
Here's what you're going to be fine with. Funcade.
Oh, yeah. Funcade? That's the best one so far. Yeah. Funcade. I'll see you at the Funcade.
Yeah. It's a good one.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. Artcade?
Artcade?
Artcade.
I'm gonna follow up and see what that one actually is. I'm intrigued.
And the more I say these, the more I think of caves. I don't know why. I like a fun cave and art cave.
Yeah, I think Artcade's really interesting to me. I'm gonna find out what that is.
All right, two more. Alternicade.
Alternicade.
No, and I feel like they're trying a little. They're going for too much there. Maybe.
This is all because they can't be a barcade.
Maybe.
Oh, got it. I'm being cynical.
That's the cynical take.
Yeah.
All right. Last one is Retrocade.
Retrocade feels, I mean, I don't love it, but that feels like the most easily identifiable alternative. I know what that's going to be.
Yeah.
Whereas pretty much every other one is a. There's some question mark as to where I'm going.
Even though, but you know, it's a cade, right?
A cade of some sort. It's a cade, but like, come on, Cidercade? Like, all these, like anything, like right now, I'm, oh my God, this is, I'll just be honest with you. I'm trying to get good at making espresso at home. Like I got one of those little machines that make it for you. So
you're
I'm
good at, you're good at pushing a button.
No, no. I mean, I have like the middle ground. But anyway, this kind of gets to my point. There's so many little words like tamper, you know, like all these words that you wouldn't know if you didn't get into these little niche things. So when I see cascade, my assumption is it's something to do with homebrewing something. Might not even have anything to do with an arcade. Cidercade is even worse. Yeah. So, yeah.
Yeah, I think if I was naming my place and it was like a cider spot with arcade games, I think I would just call it like Cider Brewery and Arcade, or, you know, whatever. Hank's Cider and Pinball. Something like that. Just say and.
Yeah, that's right on. Like, just be boring and descriptive. But you know what? Like, this is me. This is big city Scott talking here. Like, in the middle of, you know, in a smaller town, people are driving by, and I'm sure it's very identifiable that there's also video games in there. You know, they're not banking on name alone. So, good for you, arcade name makers.
Yeah, maybe I'll come up with a list next time where we're not just making fun of the places.
Yeah, sorry.
Well, that's mostly a wrap, isn't it?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what else to say. It's sad. 4 years, and I mean, is it? Maybe it's not sad. 4 years on, feels exactly the same. Ton of work going on the pinball map. Strong user base. The whole thing works because people are updating it, which is awesome. Mm-hmm. You got a new job. Our kids are getting older.
I got a dog.
Oh, yeah. You got a dog. That's right. What's that dog's name again?
Jolene.
Jolene.
Yeah. You know, she got skunked, sprayed by a skunk and right in her eyes a couple nights ago.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Is she okay?
Yeah, she was okay. We had to wash her about 10 times in a row with hydrogen peroxide and baking soda and Blue Dawn. And we actually washed her with hydrogen peroxide so many times trying to get out the smell that it dyed her hair a little bit. Her hair is lighter now.
Wow. So you don't just dump her in a bucket of Ragu or something like that?
No, that's been... it's not true. It doesn't... That like masks the smell, I guess. New science has come out to just say that's not the way to go anymore. It masks the smell, but doesn't actually get rid of it. The hydrogen peroxide more like it breaks it down in some way. But it was so thick oil right on her face. I mean, I was definitely worried her eyes were injured, but after the first wash, she was fine. She just smelled terribly.
Well, I'm glad she's okay. So sorry, if the ragu thing is nothing, does that mean you're not supposed to pee on jellyfish stings either?
Nah, I think that one might still be true.
Yeah, didn't Joe do that once?
Yeah.
I thought I read somewhere that it was not real. And I just remember because we have a friend who did it. And I remember thinking like, haha, you did that and it wasn't real. Anyway, I'll look that up.
Yeah, that'll be a follow-up for next time.
That's my homework. Artcade and can you pee on your friend if they step out a jellyfish?
I know. I had to keep talking about that. I had to go and buy more hydrogen peroxide at 11:30 at night when all this was going on. So I went to Ralph's, and when I walked out, the woman working there said, "Good luck." And I said, "Oh, my dog got skunked," and she's all, "I know."
Oh, because you smelled.
Yeah, I changed all my clothes. I got in the car, I drove there, and I still completely stunk and was smelling up the entire grocery store like a skunk.
Do you have a camera in your backyard? Like, did you see it happen?
No, I don't. I have just like motion sensor lights. I don't have a camera. And we have these culverts running through the yard. And wild animals use them as little thoroughfares sometimes at night. So if you sit by that back door, you could see the light turn on and then a skunk will walk by. I see it all the time. and
interesting.
Yeah, possums and skunks and raccoons and rats, lots of different creatures.
Somebody's going to get mad at us for not talking about pinball enough. So maybe what we should do, can we wrap it up with you saying what your favorite pinball machine has been over these last 4 years?
Sure. Yeah. I have actually been enjoying the new Jaws a lot. I would say before Jaws, my favorite might have been Jurassic Park.
Mm-hmm.
And now I think it's Jaws. And in part, it's actually just because I like the color scheme so much. The nice light blues makes it so I could see everything really well. And that's made me realize how important that is for me to see clearly. I don't need like dark blacks and reds and stuff. I just like a nice, fresh nautical theme. And you know, I like the shots too. The shots are, it has a nice flow to it. So that's what I've been enjoying, even though there's like code issues where it's like shoot the fin, but the ball is actually stuck on a lock while it's counting down 3, 2, 1. So you can't actually shoot it. Little stuff like that's a little frustrating, but it'll get fixed.
Okay.
What about you?
Me? I don't know. Basic stuff. Attack from Mars. I've been really enjoying that one. Cause I feel like I know what I'm doing when I play that game.
Yeah. And yeah, I don't always do that great on that one. So 12 billion seems humongous to me. So yeah, I do luckily live near Ace Gogi, which is a place in LA that always has the newest machine by any manufacturer. And I've been playing the Looney Tunes, which I think is really fun by Spooky.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was surprised at how fun I think that is. I think that the shots are really fun. The call outs are nice. Again, kind of a lighter color scheme, which is good. And then they also have like Pulp Fiction and Labyrinth and the new Barrios Barbecue Challenge. They have all the new stuff.
They already have, that's already out. You can play the barbecue game.
At least there.
I would really like to spend a lot of time on Pulp Fiction. Have you played a lot of Labyrinth?
Yeah, maybe 10 games or something like that.
Is it totally awesome? Like what?
I think it's pretty awesome. It's remember when we played at Expo and we really liked that like ambient sound music mm-hmm. that was playing? Mm-hmm. When I play in public, there's always other people playing around, so you don't hear that. And I think that's a real key element to hear that.
Yeah.
And then just repeats that for the first 4 minutes.
Put you in a trance. Yeah. Uh-huh. It's interesting. Okay. Well, maybe next time we should go deeper on one of these newer pinball machines. I'll see if I can dig one up around town and awkwardly record myself talking about the condition of the machine.
Yeah, definitely. Because we have so many hot takes about new machines. So.
All right. Well, Ryan. Great to talk to you again.
Scott, you too. Talk to you soon.
Okay. Good luck out there.
Alrighty. Bye.
Bye.